Have all members voted? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present today.
Can we stand for the invocation?
Lord, we thank you for all the gifts you have given to us. The many material riches in Alaska over which you have given us stewardship. The freedoms you have given us. Freedom of religion, freedom of choice, freedom to have a voice in government. And Lord, thank you for the people, in particular, these members of the Alaska Senate, with their dedication and their abilities. Please guide them, Lord. Help them to give their very best for everyone. Amen.
Senator Gilman? Oh, excuse me. Senator Kelly?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Objection so ordered. Prayer is spread on the journal. Does the secretary certify as the correctness of the daily journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal.
For the 16th legislative day.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray?
I move the journal for the 16th legislative day be approved and certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Are the guests in the gallery? Senator Ray? Senator Paul Fisher.
Mr. President, today we have a gal here that represents the North Pacific Rim, and that organization is charged with serving the people of the Chugach Native region. And I'd like the Senate to welcome Joanne Holmes in the gallery behind me.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, today we have a group of young people who are leaders in their own right, members of the Gastineau Student Council from the Gastineau Elementary School in Douglas. They are here with Jeanette Henderson, their teacher. And when I call your name, would you please stand and remain standing? Jennifer Parker, Matt Carlson, Jenny Long, Kyle Beattie, Sally Hopkins, Jenny Ransom, and Jeff Roser, the researcher.
Senator Fahrenkamp?
Mr. President, we have in the gallery behind me today a friend of mine. I'm not quite sure whose district in Anchorage she's in, but she is closely associated with Alaska Miners, so I'm going to step on somebody's toes and introduce a very good friend of mine, Karen Sheardown from Anchorage.
Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there communications?
Communication of February 1, 1983, dear Mr. President. In satisfaction of the requirements of AS 3805-300B, I am enclosing the Department of Natural Resources report on land classification actions for the calendar year 1982. Sincerely, Esther Winneke, Commissioner.
That goes to the Resources Committee perusal and a report becomes advisable.
That is the only communication.
Are the reports of Standing Committee this morning?
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 54 relating to the contents of the election pamphlet, and the committee recommends that it do pass. Signed, Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Strzelczewski, Rody, Ray, and Kelly. Senate Bill number 54 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
That is the only Standing Committee report today.
Are the reports of special committees this morning?
There are no special committee reports.
There are bills for introduction, first reading, and reference.
Senate Bill number 103 by Senator Bennett, an act relating to state aid for municipalities and unincorporated communities and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs Finance.
Senate Bill number 104 by Senator Ray, an act relating to labor relations between school boards and other public employers and their employees.
Labor and Commerce Finance.
Senate Bill number 105 by Senator Ray, an act amending an appropriation made in Chapter 90, Session Laws 1981, making an appropriation to the Alaska Power Authority for the Snettisham Power Project and providing for an effective date.
Finance. It's just a reappropriation of an existing power appropriation.
Senate Bill number 106 for the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to overcrowding of the state prison system and providing for an effective date.
Before, the governor set up a separate proposal to manage the state's prisons and to oversee the state prisons, separating them from HESS. This would have been an obvious reference, but now I will give it to state affairs, finance, with a judiciary look, because there's a constitutional matter. I'm not signing it to judiciary, just like you have a quick look at it. State affairs, finance.
Senate Bill number 107 by Senators Halford and Vic Fisher, an act relating to crime victim compensation and providing for an effective date.
State affairs, finance.
Those are the new bills today.
Takes us to the calendar in which we have a citation calendar this morning. Secretary, read the citation.
A citation in memoriam, Bernard E. Uminsky by Representatives Malone and Fritz and Senators Gilman and Paul Fisher. A citation honoring Mary Wonhola by Representatives Herman and Davis.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, without objection, I would move that the citations be approved as read.
Without objection, citations have been approved. Do we have unfinished business this morning? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, a day or so ago, there were some requests were anticipated for absence from the Senate on the weekend of the 18th of February. And I wondered, sir, I've talked to several of the members, and it is my feeling that a majority of the members of the Senate would, having business on that day, would probably like to have the Senate not meet on that day if it's agreeable with the chair. And I just bring this to your attention, sir.
Yes, that is Friday, the 18th
yes,
of February, and I think you should plan on it. There is enough activity, and if other hearings can be given posting and notice that need to be held out of town, particularly in Anchorage, maybe they should be for that weekend, too. So you could, you'll be excused unless the Senate itself decides differently with further information. We'll take Friday the 18th and make that the three-day weekend for hearings in the Anchorage Fairbanks areas. You have the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate and a call of the Senate on Wednesday, February 9. I will attend the opening of the Sullivan Arena February 8th, and I will attend to legal business in Cordova on February 9th.
Being no objection, it is so ordered. Senator Kelly.
Ask consent, I'd be excused for call of the Senate on Friday, February 18th.
There being no objection, so ordered. Everyone will be excused because we won't have a session on that day unless something else now comes up to offset that decision. Plan on it. Further unfinished business? Committee meeting announcements this morning. Senator Rohde.
Immediately following the session, the minority will caucus in the Butterbitch Room.
You have the floor, Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, the Senate Subcommittee on Fisheries will be meeting February 10th in the Belts Room at 3 p.m. The agenda will include SJR 10, request and rejection and renegotiation of the proposed United States-Canada Salmon Interception Treaty, and SGR 7 opposing the imposition of the halibut moratorium and the establishment of the share system for halibut in Alaska.
Senator Fates.
Mr. President, the Rules Committee is meeting today at 12:30 in the Belts Room. We will have a public hearing on SCR number 2, establishing a special committee to look at legislative rules reform. And we will be also hopefully passing out or looking at SJR number 1, establishing a special committee on agriculture.
Senator Josephson,
I wish to remind senators that at 3 o'clock, the HESS committee will take up the public school foundation funding issue in the HESS committee room.
3 o'clock today in HESS. Major effort. Are there further committee announcements this morning? Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Ray? Senator Sackett?
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent just to make an announcement on committee meetings.
You have the floor, Senator.
Just for the information of the body, and to give you a status before, and since questions will be asked of you as to the operating budget and the meetings of the Finance Committee. The status is as follows. The administration has still yet to bring over four different department workbooks from the budget. They were due yesterday, and they promised that they'll be available today sometime, so that should complete all of the material that they have available, with the exception of budget amendments and supplementals. The supplementals will be coming within the next couple of weeks as they trim them down before they bring them to the legislature. In addition to that, the Legislative Finance Division has completed the short forms, so effective today or tomorrow, all materials are available in the Finance Committee for all members to review. And starting later on this week, the different subcommittees on the budget will begin to sit down with the analysts, with budget management, to go over the different budgets and begin their preliminary review of each one of the departments. And I would imagine starting next week, you'll be hearing hearings being set up, which everyone will be apprised of. So we're getting there, but it's typical of the beginning of any new administration. And it takes about 3 weeks, really, to get the material over to the legislature, and we're close to that timetable now.
Will the short forms, Senator Sackett, if I might ask, will the short forms be available to all of us when?
They'll be available today.
Today. So we could go up to your office or to your... Thank you. Senator Ray.
President, if there's no other business to come before the Senate, I move that we adjourn to 10 a.m. Thursday, February 3rd.
We are adjourned.